Pelosi's personal congressman, Speaker funds 61% of New Hampshire Democrats' campaign. By Matthew Boyle on February 1, 2021. Federal fundraising records released this week demonstrate that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her affiliated organizations funded a whopping 61% of the campaign of Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, in the post-election period. While it is normal for members, especially those from battleground districts like Pappas's New Hampshire district, to have close financial relationships with leadership of their parties, Pelosi funding 61% of Pappas's campaign from November 24, 2020, to December 31, 2020, is a whole new level of closeness. In the latest Federal Election Commission, FEC, filings from Pappas, during that time frame he raised about $31,000, $19,000 of which came from three political entities tied to Pelosi. The biggest, $10,000, came from Pelosi's leadership PAC called PAC to the Future, while $5,000 came from the Pelosi-aligned House Majority PAC and $4,000 came directly from Nancy Pelosi for Congress. The New Hampshire GOP, in a release, noted that Pappas seems to be getting rewarded for his loyalty and total fealty to Pelosi. In the last Congress, Pappas's first term in office, he voted with Pelosi on every single vote except one, according to the New Hampshire GOP. Stephen Stepanek, the chairman of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee, said in a statement. After campaigning as a bipartisan voice for New Hampshire, Chris Pappas has reverted to his D.C. ways, bowing at the altar of Nancy Pelosi in exchange for max-out checks from her PACs to make up for his lackluster fundraising efforts. Instead of catering to his constituency in the Speaker's office, Pappas needs to put New Hampshire first and push back against the radical left's Washington takeover. Pappas should spend less time asking Speaker Pelosi for campaign donations and more time fighting for COVID relief that Granite Staters desperately need. Republican Matt Moers, who ran against Pappas in November's general election and only lost by about 20,000 votes, also ripped Pappas for being on the take from Pelosi. At the beginning of this new Congress, in which Pelosi's Democrats have a severely weakened majority after significant GOP gains in November, Pappas was one of several battleground district Democrats to go to the floor and vote for Pelosi for Speaker. Moers tweeted out video of Pappas's decision to put Pelosi ahead of his district at the time. Republicans intend to give Pappas a run for his money in November 2022, source familiar with New Hampshire GOP plans told Breitbart News as well. A lot depends on redistricting, which Republicans in the state House legislature control. But the GOP only needs to flip a handful of seats around the country. This one is one of them most likely to change hands, to retake the majority and retire Pelosi once and for all.